哈利路亚，亲爱的家人们，神的公主、王子们、蓝房、威士们，我们感谢天父，感谢主耶稣啊，感谢主圣灵，带我们来到了2026年了。你开心吗？你喜乐吗？我们在 TT 云端已经是第六年4个月了。谢谢天父带领我们回云端，我们属灵的家。我们总是在感慨感叹时光的飞逝，我们回顾了2025年，我们也看到了2026年世界怎么说，也看到了2026年先知又是怎么说的。大家惊心动魄期待吗？世界虽然有他们的计划，但我们依然相信我们的天父爸爸掌权。愿2026年风浪中遇见主，风暴中经历主，云彩中亲近主，圣殿中亲密主。耶和华坐着为王，洪水泛滥，耶和华坐着为王，直到永远。阿们。就让今天我们再次的进入与主的连接吧，我们一起听神宝贵的话语，也听听今天天父爸爸、主耶稣啊、主圣灵要对我们说什么。
耶和华对摩西说，你晓谕以色列人说，若有妇人怀孕生男孩，她就不洁净7天，像在月经污秽的日子不洁净一样。第8天要给婴孩行割礼，妇人在产血不洁之中要家居33天，她洁净的日子未满，不可摸圣物，也不可进入圣所。她若生女孩，就不洁净2个7天，像污秽的时候一样，要在产血不洁之中家居66天。洁净的日子满了，无论是为男孩是为女孩，他要把1岁的羊羔作为燔祭，1只雏鸽或是1只斑鸠做赎罪祭，带到会幕门口交给祭司，祭司要献在耶和华面前为他赎罪，他的血缘就洁净了。这是为生育的妇人立的条例，无论是生男生女，他的力量若不够献1只羊羔，他就要取2只斑鸠或是2只雏鸽，1只为燔祭，1只为赎罪祭，祭司要为他赎罪，他就洁净了。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，平安！很高兴我们能在灵明日粮相会，求圣灵帮助我们来到上帝的面前，以平静安稳的心亲近上帝。今天我们要分享的主题是微小与强大。我们一起来阅读今天的经文，约翰福音6章5到15节。耶稣举目看见许多人来，就对腓力说，我们从哪里买饼叫这些人吃呢？他说这话是要试验腓力，他自己原知道要怎样行。腓力回答说，就是20两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。有一个门徒，就是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈，对耶稣说，在这里有一个孩童，带着5个大麦饼2条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？耶稣说，你们叫众人坐下，原来那地方的草多，众人就坐下，数目约有5000。耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，就分给那坐着的人，分鱼也是这样，都随着他们所要的。他们吃饱了， 耶稣对门徒说，把剩下的零碎收拾起来，免得有糟蹋的。他们便将那五个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃了剩下的，收拾起来，装满了12个篮子。众人看见耶稣所行的神迹，就说，这真是那要到世间来的先知。耶稣既知道众人要来强逼他做王，就独自又退到山上去了。在1987年12月9日，一只松鼠咬断康乃狄克州的一条电线，导致美国电子股票交易所庞大的金融设备瞬间瘫痪。刹那间，全球几家顶尖企业的金融交易全数停摆，各大经济体紧张观望了将近1.5小时。而这起重大事件竟是由一只毛茸茸顽强的小松鼠所引发的。我们从圣经看到，许多微不足道的人事物能带来极大的影响，因上帝能让弱变强，少变多。约翰福音记载，一个孩童献上5个大麦饼2条鱼，而耶稣竟能以这么少的食物喂饱一大群饥饿的民众。据估计，当时约有5000个男人，若包含妇女和小孩，可能多达15000人。我们也记得，在旧约圣经记载，大卫还是小牧童的时候，就能因信靠上帝而击杀巨人歌利亚。耶稣基督也反复强调，天国就像一粒芥菜种，是百种里最小的，等到长起来，却比各样的菜都大，且成了树。当我们想到全球危机四伏，以及社区和家庭中层出不穷的问题时，往往会觉得自己的努力微不足道，毫无影响力。但圣经告诉我们，要顺服并倚靠上帝，采取行动，他能帮助我们，让弱变强，让少变多。亲爱的弟兄姊妹啊，有哪些事让你自觉渺小、软弱无力？你要如何将这种感受交给上帝呢？我们一起来回顾今天的主题经文。在这里有一个孩童，带着5个大麦饼2条鱼，只是分给这许多人还算什么呢？约翰福音6章9节。我们一起祷告吧。亲爱的上帝，我常自觉渺小，毫无贡献，求你帮助我记得，你能让弱变强，让少变多。奉主耶稣基督之名祈求，阿们。灵粮透视。耶稣用5饼2鱼使5000人吃饱之后，众人再次找到耶稣。耶稣知道他们来是因先前吃饼得饱，于是他说，不要为那必坏的食物劳力，要为那存到永生的食物劳力。耶稣说，信上帝所差来的，这就是做上帝的工。正如一个孩童只献出一点点食物，竟带来巨大的影响一样，当我们在危机中决定信靠基督，也同样会带来深远的影响，不仅会影响我们自己，也会影响我们所接触的人。求圣灵帮助我们更好地活在今天，靠主前行。如果你对今天的内容有所感动，请你转载与他人分享，也邀请你下载灵命日粮的手机应用程序，继续收听其他的属灵内容。欢迎你留言给我们，彼此带祷。同时也请你为我们在制作团队及经费方面带祷。愿上帝赐福于你，我们下次再见。
伙伴们，2026年是征战的一年，但我们相信我们已经预备好，我们宣告我们已经进入弟兄合一的一层，我们的肉体可以服从圣灵的掌管。2026年我们真实的要与主有连接，在每一次新年的起头，相信你都有一个认真读经的计划，认真灵修的计划吧。我们今年就此时此刻对主说，我们今年好好的每天认真的与你约会，爱你所爱，想你所想，做你想做，说你想说，行你想行，让圣灵真实的掌管我们的每一天，每一个时刻，每一分，每一秒。来到 TT 云端，可以跟随走到六年的，都是尝过主甘甜滋味的。这里真有主的同在，也有主的触摸，更有主的陪伴，也有主的雕琢。但我们相信这是美好的塑造，都是为着我们得益处的必备。我们也终于懂得了天父那份深沉的爱，那份我们无法测度的爱。这里没有为主做大事的豪言，只有体贴主心的温暖。这里也没有夺得天下的壮阔，却有每天一步一脚印的跟随。在2026年，我们要继续的跟随主的脚步。外面虽是动荡，但有主同在的地方就是乐园，有主同在的地方就有平安。在主爱的怀抱里，所有的一切都是为了主，直至有一天我们可以说，主啊，是你在我们里面活着，不是我，是你，是你，还是你，都是你。将我们的一天都献给你，我们所有的都是出于你，隐于你，也连于你。求主将那颗深深爱主、渴慕主的心给我们，不是我们征战，乃是主为我们征战，我们享受与主在一起。哈利路亚。
Никогда нога твоя. Когда весь мир шатается, как дом без стен, и не на что опереться мне. Я к Богу прибегаю лишь только в нем покой. Я обрету, ты Бог мой, крепости души моей. Под крылом всемогущего я в безопасности. Он спасет меня от любой невидимой западни, от болезней и бед, что приходят во тьме. Укрывает меня Бог в ладонях своих. Не убоюсь я ужаса, что ночью ко мне крадется, ни стрелы, что летит средь бела дня. Пусть тысячи падут возле меня, меня эта гибель не коснется. Под крылом всемогущего я в безопасности. Под крылом всемогущего я в безопасности. Он спасет меня от любой невидимой западни, от болезней и бед, что приходят во тьме. Укрывает меня Бог в ладонях своих. Ибо ангелом своим Бог о тебе сказал, хранить его на дорогах всех. И на руках понесут, чтобы о камень не ударилась никогда нога твоя. Под крылом всемогущего я в безопасности. Он спасет меня от любой невидимой западни, от болезней и бед, что приходят во тьме. Укрывает меня Бог в ладонях своих. Когда весь мир шатается, как дом без стен, и не на что опереться мне вокруг, я к Богу прибегаю, ты Бог мой, крепости души моей. Под крылом всемогущего я в безопасности. Он спасет меня от любой невидимой западни, от болезней и бед, что приходят во тьме. Укрывает меня Бог в ладонях своих. Под крылом всемогущего я в безопасности. спасет меня от любой невидимой западни, от болезни и бед, что приходят во тьме. Укрывает меня Бог в ладонях своих. Всемогущего я в безопасности. Он спасет меня от любой невидимой западни, от болезни и бед, что приходят во тьме. Укрывает меня Бог в ладонях своих.
Open heaven for you this year, 2026. Heavenly Father, as we stand at the doorway of a new year, 2026, I lift my voice with faith, boldness, and prophetic expectation, because this year is not an ordinary year. This year carries prophecy. This year carries destiny. This year carries divine visitation. And so I declare with authority, open heaven for you this year, 2026. Lord, your word says in Deuteronomy 28, verse 12, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in its season. So Father, I speak over this child of God. Let heaven open over your finances. Heaven open over your family. Heaven open over your assignment. Heaven open over your destiny. Heaven open over everything that concerns you in 2026. I made this declaration from the bottom of my heart. Open heaven for you in this 2026. Your word says in Isaiah 64, verse 1, oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens and come down. Lord, tear the heavens open for them. Let divine answers fall. Let miracles descend. Let angelic help arrive quickly. Let long-standing prayers be answered suddenly this year. Open heaven for you in 2026. Your word says in Matthew 3, verse 16, the heavens were opened unto him. Jesus, when the heavens opened over you, your identity was confirmed. Your assignment was activated. Your destiny was announced. So I declare over this person, in 2026, your calling will speak, your purpose will shine, your God-given identity will be revealed, your divine assignment will manifest. Open heaven for you in 2026. Your word says in Ezekiel 1, verse 1, the heavens were open, and I saw visions of God. Father, open the heavens and give them vision. Give them clarity where there was confusion. Give them direction where there was uncertainty. Let 2026 be the year of heavenly insight, heavenly wisdom, heavenly strategies, heavenly instruction. Let the heavens open for revelation.
Open heaven for you in 2020 souls. Your word says in Malachi 3, verse 10,
I will open the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Lord, in 2026, pour out blessings that overflow. Bless them financially, bless them spiritually, bless them relationally. Bless the work of their hands, bless their ministry, bless their household. Bless them until their testimony shocks the world. Open heaven for you in 2026. Your word says in Genesis 7, verse 11, the windows of heaven were open. This year, let the heavens open with unstoppable divine rain. Rain of breakthroughs, rain of favor, rain of opportunities, rain of open doors, rain of answered prayers, rain of restoration. Let nothing block their heavenly supply. open heaven for you in 2026. Your word says in Psalm 84, verse 11, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Lord, in 2020 sets, withhold nothing good from them. Withhold no blessing. Withhold no promotion. Withhold no testimony. Withhold no favor. Withhold no miracle. Let this year be a year of divine release, a year where nothing good is denied. Open heaven for you in 2026. Your word says in Revelation 3, verse 8, behold, I have set before you an open door which no man can shut. Lord, open permanent doors for them this year. Doors of peace. Doors of breakthrough. Doors of financial lifting. Doors of spiritual fire. Doors of purpose. Doors of divine connection. Doors of healing and restoration. And let no man, no demon, no system shut what you have opened. Open heaven for you in 2026. Your word says, and the Lord opened his eyes. Father, open their eyes this year. Open their spiritual eyes to see destiny helpers. Open their eyes to see opportunities. Open their eyes to see traps before they fall. Open their eyes to see your glory. Let this be the year of spiritual sensitivity. Open heaven for you in 2020, saints. And now, with bold prophetic authority, I declare, in 2020, Sebs, your heaven will not be brass. Your prayers will not hit the ceiling. Your destiny will not be delayed. Your blessings will not be blocked. Your miracles will not be hindered. Your doors will not be locked. This year you operate under open heaven. Open heaven for your household. Open heaven for your ministry. Open heaven for your finances. Open heaven for your body. Open heaven for your dreams. Open heaven for your calling. Open heaven for your journey. And so with faith I proclaim, open heaven for you. This 2026.
You will walk under divine day. Under God's favor, and you will testify of his glory in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Welcome to 2026. A brand new year, a brand new chapter, and a brand new season of God's unfailing goodness over your life. From all of us here at 365 Daily Hope, we speak over you that this will be the year the Lord remembers you, lifts you, restores you, and establishes you in ways you have never seen before. In the mighty name of Jesus, we declare, Vayim 2026 will not be like any other year. It will be your year of divine turnaround, supernatural help, and unprecedented open doors. Everything that resisted you in previous years will bow this year. The Lord himself will fight for you, guide you, and go before you. Your destiny will rise. Your joy will rise. Your strength will rise. What was impossible will become possible. And what was delayed will be accelerated. We prophesy over you.
Holy.
The hand of God will rest on your family.
All of this year.
The Holy Spirit will beautify your life.
All of this year.
Angels will go ahead of you and prepare your miracles.
All of this year.
Your prayers will be answered with speed. You will testify again and again. We declare that 2026 is your year of divine mercy, divine favor, divine settlement, and divine breakthrough. Thank you for walking with us, praying with us, and believing God with us throughout the journey of 365 Daily Hope. We honor you, we celebrate you, and we are praying for you daily. As you step into this prophetic year, may the Lord crown your efforts with victory. May his presence go with you everywhere you go. And may 2026 become the year you will never forget. The year God rewrote your story. Welcome to 2026! Your year of open heaven! Power. daily hope.
Join warm and flowing. Let your glory fall this year. Twain of favor,
rain of favor,
rain of blessing.
Open heaven, Lord.
Full car and heavenly.
Open heaven for us
this year,
2027.
Lord, from the first day of this year.
Lord, from the first day of this year,
open heaven, Lord.
Open heaven.
Let your rain of blessing fall on every step.
Open heaven, Lord. Open heaven.
Let the heavens break open over every destiny.
Deuteronomy says, the Lord shall open his good treasure. Nothing be missed this year, Lord, let nothing be missed.
Let visions come like Ezekiel saw.
Open eyes, open eyes.
Let assignments rise and destinies awaken.
Shall come to pass.
Explosive,
triumphant,
full power.
Open heaven, open heaven.
Let your rain begin to fall.
Open heaven, open heaven.
Lord, we answer to your call.
Open heaven, 2026, this year, Lord, let nothing be missed. Lord, let nothing be missed.
Open heaven, let your rain begin to fall. Lord, we answer to your call. Blessings flow and breakthrough showing.
Open heaven,
this year, Lord.
Open heaven,
let nothing.
Open heaven.
on every step.
Open heaven, Lord.
Open heaven.
Let the heavens break open over every destiny.
Deuteronomy says, the Lord shall open his good treasure.
The heaven.
Oh, open heaven.
For you this year.
The heaven.
For you this year. Open heaven.
Open heaven.
Let your rain of blessing fall on every step. Open heaven, Lord.
Open heaven.
Let the heavens break open over every destiny.
Open heaven, Lord. Open heaven.
Yeah. Deuteronomy says the Lord shall open his good treasure, the heaven.
Open heaven for you this year,
2026.
Open heaven.
Let your rain begin to fall. Open heaven.
Open heaven.
Lord, we answer to your call. Blessings flowing.
Breakthrough showing.
Open heaven.
2026.
Open heaven.
Open heaven.
This year, Lord, let nothing be missed. Let visions come like Ezekiel saw. Assignments arise and destinies awaken.
Open doors, open doors.
Let blessings pour out more than room can carry.
Overflow, overflow.
Lord, let heaven answer every prayer.
Open heaven
for you this year,
2026. Your glory fall again. Open heaven.
哈利路亚，亲爱的家人们，无论你是从早上开始新的一天，还是从晚上开始新的一天，相信这都是美好的一天。 让主的陪伴，主的爱一整天环绕我们，让主给我们勇敢面对一切的能力和智慧，求主更多的启示，更多的开启临到我们，打开我们属灵的五官，能够让我们的生命是够得上主要给我们的托付和嘱托的生命。在新的一年里面，我们期盼有很多好玩、有趣、创造性的、创意的点子临到我们。哈利路亚，奉主爱的名、荣耀的名，我们祷告祈求，阿门。